The boy was going under just as he arrived. Nick pulled him out and checked for a pulse.
Good. He lives.
Nick said, after satisfying himself that there was a heartbeat. Nick heard the boy groan softly in pain. He eased his touch.
Hold still, lad. Moving around will only increase the discomfort.
Nick continued to hover over the lad.
Let me have a feel. Now hold still just a minute more. By the way, I'm Sir Nick McKinnon,
he offered as he continued his inspection, hoping the gift of his name would foster trust.
I'll not harm you, lad.
Nick didn't know if the boy was coherent enough to hear him and understand. The lad had taken a nasty blow to the head and had yet to fully open his eyes. The disembodied voice floated over Morgan as she remained still.
Strange how the arms of death are so comforting,
she thought. It was almost as if she could feel them, tangible and inviting. Did the Grim Reaper talk too? She wondered. If so, with a voice like his, no wonder some craved death, welcoming it with open arms. Again she wished for the dark nothingness. It wasn't to be. Slowly the effects of the fall were receding, giving way to realization that she wasn't dying, and this wasn't the Grim Reaper. She was in the arms of a strange man whose name she thought was Nick. She knew his strong, capable hands running down her arms satisfied him that there were no broken bones. Wisely, Morgan held still. Resisting the urge to bat his hands away wasn't a battle easily won for her, and she wasn't sure that battle was over. No one ever touched her, except to cause pain, yet she could see his touch was utilitarian, with no malice intended. Still, the impulse to flee was overpowering. Upon closer reflection, Morgan conceded that the fear of this giant man and what he might or might not do to her was a far distant second to her fear of discovery or him forcing her back to Seabridge. If she spoke at this point, he would realize two things. She wasn't hurt, and she was not a boy.